السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. I request brothers and sisters, please come a little closer forward so there's back, there's space on the back side. Loud salawat, please. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. أحمده وأشكره وأستعينه وأستغفره وأتوكل عليه وأصلي وأسلم على حبيبه ونجيبه وخيرته في خلقه حافظ سره ومبلغ رسالاته بشير رحمته ونذير نقمته سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد. وعلى آله الطيبين الأطيبين الأطهرين وصحبه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. صل على أئمة المسلمين وحماة المستضعفين وهداة المؤمنين وصل على بقية الله في الأرضين. أوصيكم عباد الله ونفسي بتقوى الله ونظم أمركم. I advise you all, brothers and sisters, and myself, toward piety and observance of duties and refraining from sins and disobedience. May Allah in this beautiful month, in the month of Ziyafatullah, enable us to get closer to Him, get closer to the Holy Quran, and use and take advantage of this month, its days and its hours. It's sahar and iftar, it's fasting and it's reading of Quran. Benefit from all this for our souls, for this life, and for the day of judgment, inshallah. Briefly, I will speak a little about some of the verses of Surah An-Nur. Surah An-Nur is a relatively smaller chapter, 65 verses. And it has a very important subject and reminds us and protects us and our families from immoral, indecent, and all sorts of evil behavior. There are many riwayat about the virtues of Surah An-Nur. In one riwayat from the Holy Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, he said, whoever recites Surah An-Nur, he will be given the reward of 10 good deeds in the number of all the believers, believing men and women before and after him. 10 times the reward of all the believing men and women for a person who reads the